Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to the Mind Paradox podcast, where we can talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet a higher version of you. Hey guys, welcome to the Mind Paradox. I'm extremely happy and grateful to be here. If this is your first episode joining us, I just want to say thank you. If you have been following the podcast for a while, you've noticed that I took a step back, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to just realign, reconnect with myself. I went through a couple things in my personal life that really shifted my whole life. It really did, my family and myself. And so I really needed to take that step back. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to really take the time to do that. And not only that, so that I can really realign my purpose on what the podcast is. Not just a podcast, but what I want to share with you guys. So with that being said, I am, like I said, I'm really beyond grateful of being back in the mic, sharing what I want to share with you guys, and let's get to it. So this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about paradoxes, really, truly what paradox is and how I got to the name of Mind Paradox and why paradox have allowed me to think differently and loosen the model of my world. So I want to share that with you guys. I want to share how it's possible that you guys can easily and effortlessly start thinking paradoxically. So think about this for a second. What is a paradox? Is a paradox a puzzle? Is there a way out of this puzzle? Have our minds become a walking paradox? Let's talk about this a little bit more. A true paradox is a statement that leads to a reasoning and self-contradictory argument. Or it can be described as a situation that is logical, impossible, too possible. But how do we explain the unexplainable to explainable? Let's consider this. The paradox has hidden tricks to uncover the contradiction or logical used by our own mind, which it leads us to know that there are many, many, many paradox, and is usually broken down into three categories. A vertical paradox is one that initially seems to see absurd, but is proven true in a logical way. It convinces us that it's true. How is that possible? Well, think about this one. You may have heard this paradox before. If I know one thing, it's that I know nothing. Ponder about that one for a second. If I know one thing, it's that I know nothing. Now, Sino of Elea, if you guys have heard of him, Sino of Elea was a Greek and Asian god. He argued that for the situation of motion to occur, an object must change its position. This is a concept of apparent falsehood that is also true. Makes sense, does it not? Let's think about it. Every instant of the time, there is no movement occurring. If everything is stopped at every instant, and time is composed entirely of instants, then motion is impossible. Sounds like an absurdist statement, doesn't it? Of course it is, because in fact, it's false. Remember, we are always a movement on Earth through space. The paradox precisely is to become conscious of one being of motion. Just think about deeply of when you're walking and you're unconscious about your steps and the motions. That just tripped your mind, didn't it? I know. As this leads me to the falsehoods of paradoxes, this one is the one that achieves the contradictory results by actually being false. Is the absolute truth and vice versa. So the falsical paradox is one that establishes a result not only that seems to be false, but by its own demonstration is false. But how does a paradox play into who we are? Our mindset, our beliefs, our values? Now that we have a little bit of understanding of what paradox is, think about this. When you wake up in the morning, how do you know that you're the same person as who went to sleep? How do we know that when we close our eyes, we are the same as when we're opening them? Maybe every time we open our eyes, we're being created again and again. From the idea of who we are, or the idea of who we're not? Are our memories of who we are and who we were? Are you tripping yet? you are different. And you were different that when you were little and you act as you were different. You have different cells, different hair, different teeth, including your behaviors, your moral, your values. Even your personality has changed. So how are you the same person? And here's the question. Are we a walking paradox? Are we a set of statements that seems to be true on our own? Or perhaps false? We use paradox all the time. It's in our language. We talked about it when we have different things going on. For example, this is one of the paradoxes that actually got me tripping most of the time. Because we built more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies, but have less communication. I've been wondering this about this one for a while, and now is my question to you. How do you open up to this paradox? Even the word paradox in of itself explains the beyond the belief. The word paradox comes from Latin and Greek. Para, it's beyond, and doxa is opinion or belief. Think about your opinion and your beliefs really where they stand. Are you allowing yourself to think beyond of what you know? As human beings, we tend to frame ourselves. If I think I have more, the happier I will be. If I think I have less, I will have enough. We have created the idea that it's either that or this, or better or worse. But what would happen if we challenge our statements? Or what would happen if we would go beyond our own beliefs? Whereas we can embrace and engage and accept both sides simultaneously. The less I have, the more I will have. What about the approaching to the next generation? This is the paradox that really brings those opposing ideas together. The less I have, the more I will have. Here's a breakthrough on how we think by engaging ideas from competing ideas as a balance that are happening at the same time. Think about this one. We are motion and at rest. Even when you're meditating, you're still at motion and you're resting. So think about a little beyond of the things that you are truly walking through every day. You're talking to yourself. What would it look like, sound like, feel like if we believe in multiple possible truths, multiple realms, multiple results? Yeah, I'm pretty sure right now you're questioning where this podcast is going, where this episode is going. And that's okay, because allow your mind to just trip for a minute. Go on a ride beyond of your conscious thinking. Allow yourself to just fully disengage and engage at the same time. What if we were to think about time and space as abundant rather than limitation? If we think paradoxically, how much abundance can we get? Perhaps the abundance we didn't even know existed. The wisdom of paradoxes is that they transcend through our system. They are in tune not just logically with our intelligence and who we are, but wisdom that is at the root cause of every deep and meaningful personal discovery. It makes you think beyond and farther ahead of the things that you really may or may not have considered. Our brains can construct reality by interpreting frequencies from another dimensions, a realm of meaningful patterns. And when I talk about dimensions and realms, I'm not talking about like things that are out there. Well, maybe, perhaps, when you're ready to hear that. But what I'm meaning to say, it's like different levels of transcending, different levels of mentality, of thinking beyond. But why do we need this? You may ask yourself, why do we need an explanation of creative thinking? How do we blindly seek our answers to overcome the mysteries of our existence? Our path of true enlightenment? How does these all come together? You know, a couple years ago, I did a meditation training and I learned about Conan's. My friend and I were having dinner the other day and she brought it up and I totally forgot about this. And I was like, hey, I should really talk about this on the podcast because it incorporates a lot of what we have to do and how we have to think. a lot of people really reached out and had mention of how do we meditate and detach at the same time. Well, if you have heard of this or you have not, I want to share with you guys what is called Konans. The meditating monks use a collection of ambiguous and philosophical thoughts called Konans. The practice of non-attachment. To detach from a thought, they are surprising, surreal, and to lead towards one nature of truth, your own truth. I help the monks to learn how to live with ambiguity and paradoxes. The big picture, it internalizes and practices the Buddhist teaching of personal development, to let go of a search for a deeper answer and encounter with a spiritual breakthrough. It was really the better practice of understanding how to break through from our own thoughts. I want to share with you guys one of my favorite Konans, and this one really helps me think of the practice of detachment. That's it. So two monks are traveling down the muddy road. Ahead, they see an attractive woman that is a traveler. Unable to cross the muddy path, one of the monks offers his polite help, carrying the traveler across the path while the other monk was shocked. Monks are not supposed to go near the woman. After miles of walking, one of the monks could not restrain himself and yelled out, "How could you carry that woman?" The other monk turned around and looked at him. "I left the traveler behind. Are you still carrying the traveler?" Think about that. Really consider this. I have thought about this for a very, very long time because we attach to things so much even when we leave them behind. Are you truly ready to let go of the things that you're carrying even when they're let go? That is a major paradox we need to ask ourselves that we're ready to resolve. The reason why I did wanted to incorporate mind paradox into who I am, it's because it's allowed me to think beyond my critical thinking. Be a paradoxical thinker. Shift between the alternative options and explore the new outcomes. Be vulnerable to unlimited possibilities. What would it look like to adopt a more paradoxical thinking during these times? Reframe your thinking from either to both thinking. Challenge and reframe your beliefs about truths. Be a paradoxical thinker. Integrate the power of paradox. There's so much beyond that we just stop ourselves and limit ourselves because we're so fixated to think one way, to only think a certain way. But as you begin to challenge yourself and you are ready to develop a new person of who you are and evolve, you're gonna overcome challenges, and you're gonna meet challenges that may stop you from achieving the things that you want. And that's okay. This is where the paradox come in through. You thought that you have resolved something, but it's coming back. What exactly is it? Thinking illogically and illogically at the same time to get the answer simultaneously. This podcast may trip your mind. Sure, allow it to do. You may start questioning many things, and that's okay, because that is the purpose, to be curious with your own mindset. Be curious with, how is it possible that someone like me could believe this way? I would like to share these questions with you that I ask myself daily. And daily, I trip myself of how to find the answers of not detachment. We're all seeking to have enlightenment. And yes, we're going to find rocks in our path. We are going to feel sometimes like we're defeated in our path. That's where the paradox come in. How is it possible that someone like me could think this way? Think about your projections. Think about the things that you're creating and the things that you want. What is it that it's allowing you to think that way? Maybe it's something that it has been stuck within you, that perhaps you want to move forward, that perhaps is not allowing you. Well, get in the habit to ask yourself, how is it possible that someone like me could behave this way? Trace back your step to think one way or another way, right? That's what we're so used to. We're so used to thinking it has to be this way or that way. What if it could be both and we still get the results that we want? That's it. That's the key. The answer, it's in the paradox of itself. Believe beyond of what you're capable of doing. Believe beyond your own thoughts and allow your mind to lead to easily and effortlessly become a paradox thinker. Thank you so much for taking the time and listen to today's episode. I will be doing a little bit of change. I'm stepping a little bit away from social media as a whole, just because I'm still focusing on myself and my personal development and growth. Don't get me wrong, I will still be coming back with some massive episodes. There are a couple things that I'm working on that I want to introduce with you guys, so stay tuned. In the meantime, I'm just going to go catch some mountains. And I will be doing the episodes a little bit longer and once a month, if so. But stay tuned because I will be bringing a couple more things to help you in your personal development growth.